Hi there, Stroker Boys. You are so in luck tonight. I have another hot Tiffany story that Tiffany wrote, which I'm posting on my blog and on my website. My website has, 100 original stories and 100 plus pages of humiliation and then a couple hundred pages of other stuff too, all fetish and fantasy. And let me tell you, you will be addicted to me reading all this hot, sexy stuff for your masturbation. After all, who really is concerned about your cock as much as I am? Think about it. No one. I am the one who is concerned about it. I am the one that guides you, that lets you talk about your fantasies, that's non-judgmental. And I encourage exploration of your deepest fetishes, which turns me on. Someone called me this week and said that I didn't have anything vanilla anywhere on my website or blogs. And I said, well, that's because I'm not into vanilla. I'm into this stuff. I only enjoy fetishes. And guiding your masturbation by curious fantasies, domination and cock and ball torture, cum eating, all the things that are fun, panty play, dressing up like a girl, any of the stuff that is fun to do that takes you out to fantasy land. That's where I live, and that's where my stroker boys are too. Guiding your masturbation is always fun for me. And that really doesn't require any fetish play. That's just me controlling and owning your cock. But getting back to matters at hand, no pun intended, I have sort of been looking through my archives of hot stories and fantasies that sexy men have sent me. And, you know, Tiffany, among her other qualities, has quite a talent for writing. And this is a story by Tiffany. Let me start off by reading it to you. If you come upon it here on my blog, click on the link at the bottom. It'll take you to the rest of the story. And if not, go to my website and read some of the other stories. There's a few other Tiffany stories there, but Tiffany starts off like this. Even though I have been married for 11 years, I still love sucking cock. I also fantasize about getting fucked in the ass. I sucked my first cock as a teenager and still love the feel of cock sliding in my mouth and the taste of cum. Having a prominent public job, I don't get the chance to suck a hard cock very often, but when I can't resist the urge, I go to an adult bookstore, and that's about an hour from where I live. I go there and suck off two or three men and then jack off. Most men have cocks about the same size as mine, 6 inches or a little bigger, but last Saturday I got a real thrill that didn't end on Saturday. I went in and got the required tokens and went back to one of the booths. See what a great writer this guy is? Tiffany, who happens to be a guy, but not for long once you read this story. So do yourself a favor and enjoy it. I will be here tonight and all weekend talking sexy to you guys. I am the luckiest girl in the world to know such wonderful guys that stroke for me. Miss Mandy at 1-877-732-6360. I am Eastern Time, so I'm usually up until about 2 a.m., unless you can twist my arm to stay on the phone longer. Bye-bye for now, and Tiffany, go put some of those panties on for me. Mwah! Miss Mandy.